Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As we were just discussing there, those talks between the UK and the EU, that summit, which is due to have that major announcement at 12:30 today, we've just seen pictures of the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen going in to have those final talks. But it seems the deal, as we were discussing, has been signed and sealed, and we'll hear more about it a little bit later on. Gardaí are continuing to question a man in his 50s who was arrested yesterday on suspicion of murdering Michael Gain. The 56-year-old sheep farmer has been missing from his farmyard near Kenmare in County Kerry for over 8 weeks. A little earlier, I spoke to Gerry O'Sullivan, host of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry, and I began by asking him to take us through what happened there over the weekend.
Well, Claire, it all really started on Friday evening around about 6 p.m. when the dramatic news came via a Garda statement that a member of the public had been in contact and something had been found in Mike Gaines' farm at Carrickies, just outside Kenmare. And from that point on, really, this has been an eight and a half week search. Started out as a missing person search, then elevated to homicide a number of weeks ago. But things really accelerated in the context of the direction of the investigation. Early on Saturday morning, we arrived at the scene and we found two of the fields closest to Mike Gaines' farmyard. Slurry had been spread there the previous evening, and there were six or seven yellow evidence markers across the two fields. Gardaí arrived in numbers, technical Gardaí arrived as well. Then the state pathologist and a forensic anthropologist arrived on scene later on that afternoon. And there was a huge amount of activity and searching going on. The whole thing geared up again. Then we had yesterday, Sunday, where news was coming through from early in the day that a lot of searching was happening at the site. And we could see the day before, Gardaí had been walking in lines across the fields, and the activity yesterday really centred in and around Mike Gaines' farmyard. There were excavators on site. One of them was going into the shed and lifting off slabs of the slatted unit and taking them outside for further inspection. And while that was happening, there was 12 to 15 Gardaí who were sifting through, is the only way I can describe it, with shovels and spades and pikes and rakes, mounds of earth and different parts of earth, turning it over and turning it over again and being very careful and exact with their examination of that section. That was just about 10 to 20 feet away from the farm shed. Then as that continued and that work was going on for most of the day, the news came through around about 4 minutes past five, a statement from the Garda Síochána that a man in his 50s had been arrested in Killarney and was being held at the Garda station in Kerry, where he was being questioned on suspicion of murder. He was being held under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. And that's when that statement came through. It was minutes afterwards we noticed on site Finnegan's Undertakers in Kenmare, a hearse from Finnegan's Undertaker, came on to the site. That was followed by the parish priest, Father George Hayes. They took a coffin out of the back of the hearse and into Mike Gaines' farm shed, and a short religious ceremony took place inside there with the Gardaí bowing their heads in attendance around the shed. And the coffin then was taken back out from the shed, put on the hearse, and it made its way off Mike Gaines' farm. At that point, Claire, the family had arrived of Mike Gaines. It was a very difficult, very sad scene. A lot of his friends had arrived as well. Some of them had been assisting the Gardaí in their work on the farm yesterday. And they all lined the road as the hearse made its way up onto the N71 and off in the direction of Killarney on its way to Tralee and University Hospital Kerry.
Right. So then go back to Friday, Gerry, and what you know about what happened, because the slurry that was in being stored under the slatted sheds, is that what was pumped into the slurry spreader on Friday night to be used on the field?
That's the assumption, Claire. And again, Gardaí aren't going into a huge amount of detail for obvious reasons in relation to what exactly happened. But the assumption can be made from the visible signs of slurry being spread on the two fields that that looks to be what has happened or what happened. And then something was noticed. The alarm was raised with the Gardaí. We arrived early on Saturday morning around 7 o'clock, shortly before 7 o'clock, and you could see the yellow evidence markers in the distance. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was understood that there may have been materials of human tissue, and that was confirmed later on Saturday when Gardaí confirmed partial human remains had been discovered. And then the searches yesterday, we could see that sifting I was talking about there at various points. At one point yesterday afternoon, shortly after four, they stopped. A photograph was taken. There was an evidence tent which was set up not too far away from that where items were being stored. So we can only assume that other items of interest may have been found as part of that process to the search yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, people will know who have followed the search for Mike Gane that there were extensive searches on that farm from when he went missing, weren't there?
There were. Yeah, there was a lot of work done. And yesterday and Saturday and yesterday really reminded me of the initial few days of covering the story. The farm, just for people who haven't been, it's very open to the road. So you can actually see everything that's going on right across the whole of the farm. And that's where we saw all of the activity. And there was a huge amount of activity that took place in the initial days, which kind of died down as they were ruling out various elements and carrying out their search. The fire service were there, all the while Kerry Mountain Rescue and other organisations were searching the wider land. The army were brought in, the Garda Sobaqua unit were brought in to search lakes and water bodies nearby. The fire service arrived in yesterday, again, around about 1 or 2 o'clock yesterday, and they stayed there for several hours. And we know that a number of the Garda Sobaqua unit were there as well, and they would have been in the tanks themselves yesterday and continuing on that sort of a search. So the activity really reminded me of the huge amount of activity that happened in the earlier days and the huge amount of searching that went on. And here we were 8 weeks later and more intensive searching of an area that had already been intensively searched 2 months ago.
And then this arrest, which we've heard about, and Gardaí are continuing to question this man in his 50s. How long do they have to question him?
24 hours is our understanding. So the assumption would be the statement came through at 5 minutes past, 4 minutes past five yesterday from the Gardaí announcing the arrest. And from that, you would imagine 4 to 5 o'clock today before the Gardaí would have to make a decision, or the DPP would have to make a decision as to what to do following the questioning of that individual. Important to note as well that the search is continuing, and the Gardaí said in their statement yesterday evening that the technical examination of the scene will continue. And they also made two appeals. One was for, again, for privacy for the Gane family at what's been an unbelievably difficult time for them. And also another appeal to anyone in the public who may know anything about this case to contact them at Clarny Garda Station or on the Garda confidential line.
Yeah, and this has had a huge effect, and we've had conversations about this as well on people there in Kenmare over the last number of weeks, and we've spoken to some of them on the programme as well who have been appealing and trying to help the guards with the search, and we've had so many volunteers who are involved too. I mean, I'm sure people are very shocked. Is there a sense of relief that Mike has been found? What are people saying?
Well, I suppose on one level, there would be relief that something has been found and that he has been found and that there's some small level of closure for the family in relation to that. But the discovery is grim, Claire. There's no getting away from that. So people are also horrified. And it does, even though with the investigation being upgraded to homicide, the understanding was that Mike was no longer alive. To have it confirmed in this manner is just incredibly difficult. Yesterday at 12 o'clock Mass in Kenmare, prayers of the faithful were said for Mike and his family. And from Saturday, when it seemed clear and it was confirmed that some human tissue and human partial human remains have been found, people have been leaving floral tributes and messages just on the fence post at the entrance to Mike Gane's farm. Some beautiful messages left there. One lady yesterday arrived and she left a bunch of yellow roses there. She didn't even know Mike Gane, came from elsewhere in Kerry, just felt that she had to do something to try and show some solidarity. And it's been just a hugely difficult time for everybody in Kenmare. It's all that people have been talking about, and it's been incredibly difficult to process. And one of the most unnerving things about it was that despite 8 weeks going by, really nothing of any substance had been found. People couldn't understand how that was possible, and it was very upsetting, and people obviously having huge concern for the family. And there is, as I said, an element of relief, but at the same time, an element of horror, and again, lots of sympathy for the family going through. What was that scene yesterday when the horse was pulling out of the farm was just very, very difficult.
Yeah, as you describe it, it sounds as though it was exactly that. And things are still happening, investigations continuing, as you say, Gerry, and we'll keep people up to date if there are any further developments. But for now, Gerry O'Sullivan from Kerry Today, thank you very much for taking us through all of that.
Thanks, Claire.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.